Broadcasting from downtown Boston, this is UnregularRadio.com.
Welcome to Three Strange Women on UnregularRadio.com. I'm your host, hanging in the studio, Miss Jackie. I got my lovely co-hosts, Jess.
Hi.
And Ty.
Hello, everyone.
And I'm joined in studio by the coughing none other than the only Matt on radio.
Yeah, I have a little congestion issues.
Hello, congestion.
Having some congestion issues.
Yeah, that's what we all say. Mm-hmm. A little congested.
I have Three Strange Women again, but what is this, my second official appearance?
Yeah,
I think starting from the beginning.
This would be the third. You took over my first shit show when everyone abandoned me.
Oh, that's right. It was me and you, wasn't
yep.
it?
Yeah, you, me, and Rick came in for the last like 10 minutes.
That's right. Yeah, Rick's a strange lady.
He is totally a strange lady.
Rick.
Yeah.
Aww.
You didn't like my proposed name switch either.
Which was what?
Jacqueline Soriano's Three Strange
Ew,
Women.
Like a soap opera.
Don't call me Jacqueline Soriano.
Why don't you like Jacqueline?
Because it reminds me of like my family being like Jacqueline.
No, but it's going to be more like a soap opera type thing.
I could do that.
Jacqueline Soriano.
We'd have
three
to think of
women.
Skits and like. Scenarios and shit. That
no,
would be...
it would just be like, you know, like a Days of Our Lives type opening.
Ew, no.
With this, like, this dramatic soap opera music in the background.
Mm,
and then, you know.
I can dig it.
We'll talk about it, maybe.
Okay.
Even for one show, just do it for laughs.
We could
do a soap opera theme. Don't gay people love soap operas?
I fucking can't stand soap operas.
I love soap operas.
I think soap operas are horrible.
I can't do it. I think it's too dramatic.
Am I just making up a stereotype right now?
Yeah. Probably, yeah.
Old ladies, like, that's a stereotype that you can't even fuck with because it's really true.
See, that's why I like them, though, because I used to hang out with my grandmother all the time and we just watch them together and, like, get tanked.
I couldn't. I would just sit with my grandmother and be like, this is boring. This is so much drama. That I can't keep up with because I didn't watch 300 seasons of this.
Seriously, that reminds
me of my nana when she'd try to update me on shows. Like I'd come in
and this guy did this with it. Yeah. No, sorry, Nana, I really can't.
Yeah. Oh yeah. What was it called? Murder She Wrote was the big one where I'd always get updates. I'd have to if we were in the middle of Murder She Wrote, it was on. We had the whole background.
I need to meet your grandma. I've heard good stories about her.
She's dead.
Oh, well then never mind.
Yeah.
Mine too, don't feel bad.
How insensitive.
No. I have one's still alive, the other one's croaked.
Oh, well I knew there was one.
Well, that's not true, and then Liz also, my grandmother Liz.
Shit happens.
So she exists also.
What did you guys do this weekend?
I did nothing this weekend.
I love it.
Which I love, because this is going to be like my last like free weekend for like ever.
Yeah.
But plug a show this weekend. At the English Social Club in Worcester. It's Slit Stitch, Furiosity, The Radicals, and Get the Fear. 21 plus, $3, so there's no reason why anybody shouldn't be there. 8 p.m. Be a good time. Shit show.
Yeah.
I'm going to be on, like, tequila duty, so I'm going to be, like, blackout.
Where
nice.
So it's going to be great. English Social Club in Worcester. Mm. That'd be fucking fun as hell.
That sounds like a blast.
Seriously.
Worcester is always a shit show.
Yeah. Oh, God. I'm scared already.
What about you, Ty?
Yeah, I just kept it quiet this weekend, too. I'm in the process of beating Super Mario Galaxy.
Oh, nice. That's productive.
I can't play video games.
Why?
I get angry at them. I went through...
Oh, there's lots of
oh, no,
involved.
I get so angry, dude.
Oh, no, I've like, destroyed... like I don't know, like remember N64?
Yeah.
Oh, I still have that. That was my shit.
So many of that.
Super
those
Mario
things.
64.
I have an NES, a Retron 3, which plays NES, Super NES, and Sega Genesis games, an N64, all three PlayStations, and two 360s.
That's cool.
I love video games.
I have the Wii and the
Hence
Xbox.
My Nintendo
I have the Wii
tattoos.
And the PS3.
Ugh, love it.
Jessica's tattoos are my favorite. They're
my
Yoshi
and the Goomba.
Yoshi and the Goomba. It's the best thing ever. No,
I would like still rock a GoldenEye tournament right now. Too totally.
Did you do anything this weekend?
Oh, yeah. Dom's in.
We got Dom in the studio. You want to grab that blue mic and a pair of headphones? You can hang out. Dom, I actually met at the Bass Nectar show last week. He was running around. He has a really cool hydration device, but we'll talk to him about with him later. But it's like it's a totem. You can't miss him, and it's a fun time. But he's hanging in studio with us, just gonna chill out for a bit and talk. welcome to Three Strange Women.
Hi, Dom.
Hello.
Hello.
It sounded like you said Tom and not Dom.
No, it's Dom.
Yeah. Like
Dom.
No, I said Dom.
You said Dom.
Probably didn't sound like it, but I said it.
I said it was more T and less D.
Sorry, Tomo.
Did you do
that's kind of the theme
I'll practice
of the show.
My diction.
More T and less D.
In yeah. my, from my standpoint, yeah.
Yeah, I get called lots of different things. Like, people can never hear me when I say my name.
That's good. Did you get into anything this weekend? Anything particular? You're back in Boston, right?
Yeah, just got back from, what was it, Rochester the other day. And pretty much been, like, back to real life. It's dreadful. Like, just working and missing everything from the other week. Oh, man.
What are you going to do for real work, Dom?
What's that?
What do you do for real work?
I work at a bar as a barback.
Oh, yeah, you told it. We had this whole talk cool. earlier. I obviously wasn't paying attention.
It's all good.
It's okay. Yeah.
Just working to be a bartender, stuff like that. DJ sometimes.
Cool.
Yeah, fun stuff. This past weekend was pretty much just like coming back, hanging out with my friends, going out. We went to a rumor venue.
Okay.
It was fun. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, that's about it.
Did you do anything this weekend, Tomor?
Well, last weekend I did the fun show.
Yeah.
And that was really good. They were excellent. And I didn't even know the lead singer of that band is the lead singer of another band that Lucas got me into. Remember Lucas that
I
used to be here?
I love my Lucas.
I miss Lucas so much.
Who doesn't miss Lucas? He's my cherub. Lucas. But anyways, Lucas used to be our video guy here at the station, and he got me into this band called The Format, and they one of their notable songs was a cover of 8-Man by the Kinks.
Nice.
And yeah, so he was the lead singer of that band. I didn't know until I went to that show, but that was good. That was last week. This weekend, I did nothing on purpose.
Nice.
Yeah, it was great.
I had a really relaxing weekend, too. I stayed in Friday night. Like, I went to the gym. I passed out with you on the couches here.
We did have a nap together.
It was like a two-hour right. nap, for
it
sure.
It was. It was really nice.
It was beautiful, but then I was up till 5 a.m. just sitting at my computer. But
yeah.
That's where I can lead into what I'm going to be doing today, because I started communicating back and forth with the person who created a Facebook page called Have a Gay Day. And this
so
Facebook
excited.
Page, yeah.
I
they've
love
been
that
around
page.
For literally 2 months. And have over 7,400 followers. They were at 7,300 yesterday, and today they're at over 7,400. And like, these guys are promoting positive LGBT content,
which
and
is what we are all about.
That's exactly what we're all about, and that's why I'm so thrilled. Like, we've been talking back and forth for the past, like, he's been calling me every day, and we've
aww.
Been like, yeah, we've been just
I'm
talking
so
about
excited
cool
for
little
this call
LGBT
in.
Stories. Yeah, it's going to be amazing.
That's cool.
I forgot, this weekend I did have the titties, too. I thought that was worth mentioning on the air.
Oh, boobs.
I won't talk about the story, but, you know.
Okay, cool.
I know you like
that's relevant.
Talk.
We will get into
it
that.
It is relevant.
Titties.
I know, sorry. That's what I'm saying.
Even
it
better is have a gay day, though.
Yes.
And so we're going to get into some of that after, because I didn't do anything else this weekend. I went out with Matt Zappa.
I love Matt Zappa.
And Jacqueline, my two of my favorite people in the world. That's my shout out for them, because I love them. Shout out.
Yeah. Hold on, shout out real quick. Happy birthday to Uncle Andy of The Morning Show.
Yes.
My father and Rob Lind of What for Blood.
And
thanks for the Uncle Andy shout out, by the way.
Love Uncle Andy.
Had to get the air horns too. That's awesome, Uncle
imagine
Andy.
That.
Happy birthday. Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
I will just say real quick, one more thing about The Morning Show. Is imagine that, without a doubt, my favorite bit we've ever come up with.
Imagine that shit is the greatest
imagine
thing ever.
That, yeah.
I haven't heard it yet. We'll talk. Let me see. Tell everybody where they can hear you, Tomor.
Oh, on Unregular Radio, on The Meow, in the morning, on The Morning Show, 9 to 12, Monday through Friday, every weekday.
I listen in every morning. It is ace.
Nice. All right, this is Three Strange Women. We're going to run into a real quick musical break. We'll be back in a little bit. Keep it locked.
I'm
don't know why I said the things I said. Rides like a knife, it can cut deep inside. Words are like weapons, they wound sometimes. I didn't really mean to hurt you.
Yeah.
unregularradio.com.
Unregularradio.com.
A 24/7 online stream of everything regular radio doesn't offer. Also, without that wagging finger of corporate or big brother, this is Radio Unleashed. Unregularradio.com.
Roma, 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 Gaga, ooh la la, what's your bad romance?
Welcome back to Three Strange Women on unregularradio.com. I'm your host, Miss Jackie. Still here, still strange with Jess.
Forever strange.
Ty.
Hello, everyone.
We still got Dom Lu.
Hi there.
And Tomor.
Hi. How's it going?
Pretty good.
Ty's mad at me.
No, she's not. We got a guest on the line.
No, she's not.
You're instigating for no reason.
Quiet, kids. We got a guest on the line. We have the creator of Have a Gay Day. His name is Michael. He's on the line with us right now. He's going to tell us a little bit about what he's got going on with Have a Gay Day. Their Facebook page, they just started a little over 2 months ago. It'll be 2 months, I think, 3 or 4 days ago. And they have an incredible social media reach already.
It's an amazing page.
Yeah, it's a great page. They're committed to positive LGBT content.
And that's what we're all about.
That's what we're all about. We, you know, we contacted them, and they were quick to respond. And I'd like to introduce Michael.
Hello, everyone.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. Nice to be with you guys today.
It's good to have you
with us.
Thank
you for calling in.
So tell me...
Of course.
What inspired you to start Have a Gay Day?
Well, it was actually just a play on words. Have a Gay Day, I was thinking Have a Happy Day, because there's so much negativity that's on Facebook and so much news that's just not inspiring at all. It just makes you sad and makes your day just rough to have to deal with. And I was talking to one of my friends, and I said, wouldn't it be great if someone came up with something that would be happy and positive, and that would just be something that would be totally different. So I love the play of words, the Have a Gay Day, which back in the day meant just have a happy day. And that's kind of what started it.
That's great. I love it.
Nice. Have a happy day turned into Have a Gay Day. And so you started it. What inspired you to do it on Facebook?
Just because that's where I am. We're not just on Facebook. We're on Twitter. We're on We Heart It. We've gone all over the place. We found our photos on Tumblr. People have shared our photos and things that we've created far beyond anything that we could have ever imagined. So it's only been 2 months. Actually, on the 26th, we celebrated 2 months.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just growing really fast.
I'm still going to look at you guys on Tumblr.
Yeah, they get so much going on, like, it's constant photos and really cute things, and yeah. A lot of them are original, which I really like. A lot of
yeah, I'm not so into the Tumblr yet, but hopefully I'll understand it soon.
It takes a little while. I kind of was iffy on it for a bit.
So you guys have grown exponentially over the past 2 months. You've got 7,447 likes right now.
Did you think it would go, like, that far that quickly?
No. No way, not even in our wildest dreams. It's growing. I think it's about 100 to 120 a day. It's just...
Wow.
We're not advertising. We're not going around asking pages to share us. If they like our photos, they share us. It's just really word of mouth and people. There's so many people. If you look at our wall and see the comments, and people are just inspired just because it is pretty much so... all positive. It's really just a positive force. In the middle of the night, we do this thing sometimes, like, it's called we're taking over your Facebook with rainbows, and we'll just post photos of food or cake or ice cream or whatever it is, and just have people guess even like what food is. And it's just, I don't know, in the middle of the night, not too many people are posting, but at 3 in the morning, we're like having an onslaught of rainbows taking over the page.
That's what's cool to me.
For our 1 year anniversary show, I'm going to be making a rainbow cake, so I'm so posting pictures on the on your page.
Nice.
I'm so excited. Oh my goodness.
I can't wait for this rainbow cake. I've wanted a rainbow cake for so long. That's probably what honestly attracted me to Have a Gay Day in the first place, is that I started noticing they were posting a lot of rainbow cakes and rainbow food things, and I'm, you know, a pretty clearly stoner chick and like to sit around and see what's going on with some munchies, and I'm like, oh, rainbow cake, and I have diabetes. I'm not even supposed to like that shit, so
yeah.
Like, but I'll the rainbow cake is gonna be so worth it. I can't wait. But that's what I found about Have a Gay Day in the first place, and now I'm just so excited that I've got you here with us.
Thank you so much for calling in.
You're gonna be uploading a photo of that cake.
Oh, I absolutely will.
It's gonna be great. Yeah. So tell us a little bit about what you've got coming up for Have a Gay Day. I know you're gonna be doing some events, right? You're gonna be traveling a little bit.
Right, we're going to be in New York for the Out of the Darkness Walk for the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention.
Nice.
On the 11th. And in Dayton, Ohio, we will be there on, I believe it's the week after, so it'll be the 19th, for a Dayton Full Equality Rally. So that's what we have coming up so far.
Where in New York was that? Because I might be in New York on the 11th.
It'll be Williamsville, which is near Buffalo.
Amazing. That's perfect.
North Campus. So.
Thank you.
For I believe it's the Rottemeyers, Jamie Rottemeyer.
Yep.
His family's actually putting that on.
Oh, wow.
And we're helping to raise money for that. So.
That's awesome.
I'm definitely going to check that out if I can get out there.
So
that'd be awesome. I hope you're there.
The amount of reach you've got, I noticed last night. You and I talked, actually. We want to tell the story of what happened with the girl and her father?
Sure. Last night there was a photo that we uploaded in one of our little Taking Over the Night with Rainbows. And there was a father, apparently, that saw the photo. And when he saw the photo, he decided to take his daughter's cell phone and write us a message. And it was such an amazing message, we actually captured the photo. And when we captured the photo and everything, her name is Rose. And it was basically, it's so hard to describe. Do you mind if I just read it to you?
Yeah, that's fine. Read it. It's really great. It's really powerful what he wrote, actually.
They wrote to us, it says, "This is an amazing photo. My dad even liked it. This is Rose's father. And I say, if gay people wanted to win over the elderly, focus more on photos like this. I would vote on my son will be daughter's rights if they took the time to make us proud of their hobbies and open hearts. The maker of Have a Gay Day has won my heart over with this photo, and I'm 68 years old. I have been against homosexuality for a long time. Me taking the time to say love is highest law means a lot to my child. It should mean just as much to the rest of you. I miss all my children, Ian, Scotty, and Nicole. A father should never have to vote on his children's rights to be free. That is why I joined the army to protect them." I mean, just comments like that, I would have to say, would be the reason why we created this page, to reach out to the people that you would never think would even look at a page like this, or to... it's so simple of a photo and so powerful of a message.
That's amazing.
Yes. It's so good. And it's amazing that it happens at like 3 a.m, 2 a.m, like when people are, you know, by themselves alone at the night, like, you know, looking at their stuff, and it's a personal time and people reflect on some different type of things. And you're kind of taking back the night, like you're saying, and giving rainbows, like just spewing rainbows on everyone's lives. In the middle of the night.
Yeah, that's pretty
awesome.
Inspiring.
It's just, the community is awesome. They're very supportive. I don't have really any haters as far as it goes, because, you know, some pages out there have hate they constantly have to traffic, but we really don't have that. It's really just a strong community. I don't even know how to describe them. They're amazing. That's the best way I can say it.
It's so good, and you don't do this for anyone but, like, the better of, like, the people. You're not getting paid or anything. This is...
So I don't get, oh, that would be funny, but no, I don't get paid. There's no money involved. There's,
that's amazing. There's nothing.
But t-shirts, like we have t-shirts that we designed and we're not even selling them. We actually refer people away to a gentleman, a straight father that supports his lesbian daughter. We support their business and, we just send them to him. We don't make any money. We don't refer.
Oh, cool. And he sells them for you?
Yeah, he just sells them. I went to his place and said, can you make a t-shirt for Have a Gay Day? And he made a t-shirt, and I said, thank you. I paid him, you know, full price. There was no discount. And then I sent everyone else to him and said, if you want a t-shirt, you can get them made there. And, like, when I give away t-shirts, I've given away a couple, just, like, random picking someone with a little computer-generated thing. I actually call them up. I pay for them myself, and then they send them out. So it's kind of like I'm spending some money just to promote it, but it's a good message. So
it is a good
message. Like that whole, you know, the smiley face. When I wear it out or go to the mall, people are like, oh, my gosh, have a gay day.
Aww.
And it's just amazing.
That's amazing. No, I'm so happy to hear that you're just getting the word out there and spreading the love.
Seriously, thank you so much. It's a great page.
Thanks.
Again, give everyone your Twitter and your Facebook information so we can get them to check you guys out.
Sure. On Facebook, the page is called Have a Gay Day, but the link is facebook.com/mygayday. And on Twitter, it's Have a Gay Day. On We Heart It, it's Have a Gay Day. And it's pretty much so. Have a gay day.
Oh, I love it.
Amazing. Thank
especially
you so
since
much.
Mondays here are gay days.
Yeah, Monday. We've been hashtagging for the past 3 months that Monday is gay day. So
so this is perfect.
Yeah.
Well, when we hit 10,000, we're actually going to make it like an official Have a Gay Day. Someone asked us about a month or two ago. They said, so when are we actually going to have a gay day? I said, well, when we get to, like, 10,000 people that are following us, we will actually make a Have a Gay Day day.
Nice.
So, we're actually, the way we're moving, we'll probably be there this month. So, who knows?
Have a Gay Day. That's going to be amazing.
I love gay days.
I do, too. I'm so happy.
So awesome. Your work is incredible. Thank you so much for talking with us. I think we're going to hop into a little music break. If you hang out for a second, I'll say bye to you, but... Everyone in listener land, stay tuned to Unregular Radio. This is Three Strange Women. We'll be back in a little bit.
Just a game. We're all just the same. You wanna play?
Welcome back to Three Strange Women on UnregularRadio.com. I'm your host, Miss Jackie, hanging in the studio. We got a lot going on today.
Absolutely, this is great.
We got Jessica.
Hi.
Ty.
Hello.
And Dom Lou still hanging in the studio.
What's going on?
It's good to have you here.
It's good to be here.
So, let's just jump right into this. I met you last week at the Bass Nectar show.
Yep.
Tell us a little bit about what you do there. You have a pretty awesome role. It's something that I think is going to really take off too for like the festival scene and the people involved. But
It's getting big. So what I do is I volunteer at Bass Nectar shows in a group called the Ambassadors. Mm-hmm. Some people like to call them ambassadors because we just love the word bass.
Yeah.
In every single way. And so what we do, our like main goals are pretty much to just heighten the experience of like any Bass Nectar show. Like, people will come in, we'll be standing there at the doors, like, ready to, like, give everybody hugs, just start screaming, throwing confetti in the air, throwing glitter everywhere. Like, just making, like, just walking in, making that a party in itself.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
And so, like, everybody's already hyped up. They just go inside. People are, like, fighting just to get onto the rail because that's, like, one of the hot spots. Like,
that's exactly where I fought my way into.
Yeah.
Do you understand how down for that I am?
Yeah.
I keep a thing of glitter on me so I can just glitter fuck people all, like, at random times. It's in my purse right now.
I have bad experiences. But yeah, so at these shows, we do things like that. We just make everything just that much better. Like the last show in Philadelphia, Bass Center 5, the one I worked at recently, we had so many different crews. Like, we had the welcome crew, the people who stand at the doors. There was like this new crew, and they allowed everybody to create totems. Which is they had like a little PVC pipe, and then like they attached like little posters and then balloons of animals and stuff, like so many different kinds. We like 50 to 100 of them went out. So basically like the crowd was filled with totems, and everybody, like when you're holding a totem at like one of these giant shows,
you become like someone. You're a personality.
Yeah, because like you'll see like somebody's totem like far in the distance, you're like, oh, I know that person, I'm going straight over there, I'm gonna go dance with them, it's gonna be so much fun.
Yeah.
And then like you'll see another one, you'll see all these like crazy cool looking totems, like this a friend of mine that I just met. His name's Eric Bonavit, and he has like the best totems ever. And like this last one, he had like a blown up image of the kid from the Goonies, the kid in the Truffle Shuffle. And it was just like that, and it said Truffle Shuffle under it, and everybody was just getting down like over there. And
oh my god.
He also has this one of Beavis and Butthead.
Oh my goodness.
Like just doing like the head banging thing, and people put like a bunch of L like glowing wire around it, so it was just like some of the coolest stuff. Like everybody comes up with like the best things because they're just like, they just put themselves into their totem and they just like show off. It's so great.
That's amazing.
That's so cool.
Yeah, and okay, yeah, again, sorry, I just digress a lot, but
No,
you're that's not fine.
Sticking with topic, you have a pretty original totem.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about your totem.
Yeah, what's your totem?
Okay, so what I did, like, at first I just had a broomstick, a bunch of duct tape and a styrofoam ball and a bunch of all this like L wire, and I was going to make a disco ball, like cut up a bunch of CDs and just like throw them around so it's all shiny and cool, but
nice.
Like it just didn't work. I just kept like just changing it and changing it, and then eventually just turned into an eyeball. and so like I was like, okay, this looks pretty cool, and then I attached a GoPro on top of it so that I could record like all like everything that goes down during these shows, like all the people. Like I don't try to record the set itself where Laura's
just the crowd.
Yeah, like I go for the crowd. I go for the people because I just go straight into the mayhem. And like get everybody's faces, and like what happens is like, I also have this mask too that I'll show you guys. Like,
he brought the mask. You need to see it.
Oh, great!
Yeah,
it's so awesome.
So basically, people will see me with this mask on.
Oh, that's wow. Fucking cool, dude.
Yeah, like well, you can't see it right now, but it lights
glows,
up.
Yeah,
and like people will see me, and they'll be like, "Holy shit! What the hell is that? It's such a mask! Can I get a picture?" And like I'm more than happy to do it. And then they see the totem. And they're like, whoa, what is, what? Like, start freaking out. Then they see the camera on top, and they're like, oh, I'm going to be on TV or something. And then they go even crazier. And then, like, just to top it all off, I attached a mister onto the totem. Like, I carry around,
so
like,
good.
2 gallons of water, and I just spray it up into the air because those shows get so hot, and people, like, it just starts raining down on them, and people, like, you
capture that on camera is what's
amazing. I really wish I had gone with you now.
That sounds pretty awesome.
Yeah, it's just like everybody just throws their hands up in the air. They just start screaming. It just goes so well with the whole entire vibe.
It does.
And like that's just another one of the things that we do as ambassadors. We like for me, like that's my like contribution for hydration because those shows get so hot.
They do.
Yeah, I know all the outdoor festivals do. That's a really good
this
idea.
This is an indoor show. This is happening like at the House of Blues.
Yeah, and at every Bass Nectar show, there's the ambassadors, and we like to concentrate on hydration. Like that's like a huge goal for us. Like we just watch out for each other. We'll go up to the crowd. Like if there's somebody who may have like taken a little bit too much, or drank a little bit too much, or just whatever, or like just really dehydrated. Like we just like rush them and just give them water, and like just give them a hug if they need it, whatever they need. And like that's like one of the second goals is just public safety. Like those shows get really like dangerous at some
points. That's really important. Nope, you're right.
So,
yeah, that's pretty awesome.
Yeah, like when everybody fights for the rail, like a lot of the times it's to be in the family photo at the end of every show. Lauren and his photo crew will take a picture of the entire crowd. Like there's hundreds of them, or online right now.
And I got in a couple of pictures. He like takes the fans' phones and like takes pictures of himself with their own phone.
Yeah,
like it's really interactive and fun.
Yeah, he's really all about like the community and like just being like a part of like just the regular crowd. He doesn't like to, you know, be exclusive or anything.
Yeah,
that's why like anybody can be an ambassador. All you got to do is just go online and apply, and just gotta just show what you're capable of, like what you can do to contribute to these shows, and that's like anybody can do it. Like
that's
people will run up to me like, how do I get your job? Like you could do this without even applying. Like a lot of my friends who are ambassadors, like they're not technically working the shows, but they'll go around and like if they see somebody who needs help, they'll like
they
give them some
the
water
mentality. Yeah, they know they're like they're part of it.
Yeah, well, like one of the main goals of the ambassador program is for it to not exist anymore. Like they want everybody to just like go to these shows and just be an ambassador themselves.
That's
they want just everything to work out and just be fun and safe and have like the most amazing time of your life just at like
that's cool.
2 hours.
That's how it should be.
Yeah,
that's
so
amazing.
How long have you been an ambassador?
My first show was Bass Center 4 on September like 17th or something like that last year.
Cool.
So not that long, just a couple of months. And
how many shows have you done so far?
That was my first. I went to Nashville, Tennessee, for New Year's Eve. That was
nice.
That was unreal. Like that 18-hour drive just to get to the venue. People are already waiting. Yep. Like the doors open at like 7 p.m. People were in line at like 8 o'clock in the morning.
Wow.
Yeah, that's how intense like some of the people are. Like they just want to be up there. Like, because that's where everything gets down. Like it's like the dirtiest, hottest like area you can be in those shows. But
I love it.
I'm like, preferably for me, I like to be like the back because I just like to just get down and like have fun with like all the other people, and it just gets so intense because people are like pushing you around and stuff up front, and like that. Yeah,
that's what it was up front. I was right up front up against the bar, and I was being pushed and shoved, and the next day I had like a bruise under my armpit from leaning over.
Everybody comes out with battle scars.
Oh yeah. All over me. I almost lost my phone, but somebody was nice enough to help me find it. Like, that's what was really cool, and like just hanging out with random people and dancing and like taking care of, like, it was nice. I saw all the ambassadors coming up. They poured a ton of water in my mouth. Like, they were right on top of it, and I would point out people who looked like they needed some water and tap them on the shoulder and be like, and you know, they actually took care of it. It was really nice.
Yeah, and it's cool because like, it's getting to a point where a lot of people a lot of people don't know what the ambassadors are.
Yeah.
But it's getting to a point where we can, like, during Bay Center 5, there's 7,500 people at the show in Philly. Yeah.
Oh wow.
And there's a lot of people up front all squished together, but they just let me right through, like, within seconds, just to get up front so I can get everybody water. I would tell them, like, I'm getting you water, like, let me through. I'm not going to try to steal your spot or anything. And, like, just really quickly, just right up front, grabbed, like, 10 water bottles, ran right to the back, just, like, give it all. It's just, like, a completely different experience than just going to a show.
Oh, that's so good. Where's your favorite venue that you've been to?
You asked how many shows I worked before. I guess after New Year's, it was pretty much like nothing went on until these past five shows that I went to. I went to Burlington, Vermont.
Nice.
The next day, the Boston show at the House of Blues, and then the second Boston House of Blues show.
Yep.
And then after that, drove down to Philly. Like, I, after the second night, after we met, I was supposed to like come here or something and hang out, but like we literally just had to leave straight to Philly the next morning. We had to be at the venue so early and just get everything prepared. And after that show was nuts. We met with a bunch of other people, and there are these guys that own like a school bus. They bought a school bus and they call it Bus Nectar.
Nice.
it was so sick because there's like 30 of us all like really like we almost, I didn't know any of these people except for a couple.
Yeah.
And like, it's so cool how like just Bass Nectar can bring everybody together, and like, well, I have no idea where they're from, like who they are, but everybody's just so kind,
and they're like a family, and they tour.
Exactly. Like, we call it the Bass Nectar family.
That's awesome.
And so like, we just drove from Philly all the way up to Rochester, New York the next day, like just hanging out on the bus, having a good time. And then just after, and Rochester was just like, it was, you wouldn't think that like upstate New York could get like 4,000 people in like a castle.
Yeah.
And just everybody going nuts. And that was like, it's really tough to say like which one was the best, because like each show had its like moments. I would just stick with Boston Night 2 because like it's my hometown.
Yeah.
I just like it. The songs were perfect.
He went past midnight too, and like it was into 4:20 and.
Oh yeah, yeah, that was great. but the like venue wise, I'd probably have to stick with House of Blues because, like, you could just everybody everywhere. Like, it was a really small venue where everybody just, like, loves each other.
Yeah.
My friend works there, and she said those were, like, the craziest shows she's ever seen go on.
Oh, yeah. Like, that was a really good show. Like, that show was one of the first ones to sell out, like, once he announced the tour.
I bet.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty awesome. No. My favorite part of the whole thing was being right up front. There was this one big, huge pink elephant totem that just floated around the whole night and got eventually up onto the stage, and it was just so fucking awesome.
Jacqueline would have loved that. She loves
elephants. Exactly.
Yeah, we actually just constructed that hours before the show.
Nice.
And Joanna thought of it, like a friend of mine, Joanna, and she she constructed the giant pink elephant head, and then we just met up before the show and just like threw it all together in like an hour.
What was
and
it
half.
Made out of?
It was this PEX tubing that we just like curled up into hula hoops pretty much.
Okay.
And we just had like four hoops, and we wrapped that in a pink sheet, and then gave it like, we had these like aluminum coil things that we use for the legs, and the head was just all like plaster, I think. I didn't really ask too much about it, but it was pretty legitimate. And like, it was so cool because when we brought it out to the crowd, Lauren, DJ for Bass Nectar, he saw it, and he like, it was right after the family photo, and he was like, okay, I was gonna play a different song, but yeah, now that thing's here, like, I'm gonna play Pink Elephants, which is one of his really big songs, and everybody's just going nuts. It was a blast.
It was so good. No, I had the time of my life. Like, I haven't had that good of a, yeah, that was a nice night.
Yeah,
that sounds like a lot of fun.
Seriously, I really kind of wish I went now.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's cool because, like, there's so many different, I guess, like, subgenres, you could say, that, like, just Bass Nectar will change up and remix. It's like a little bit of everything, except the bass is just amplified, like, times 10, and it's just, like, you can hear, like, that's how I first got into it. I was at a House of Blues shows last year, or like, 2 years ago or something, and, like, he dropped his remix of Seek and Destroy by Metallica.
Yes. Nice.
And, like, before, I would only listen to metal, like Metallica, Avenged Sevenfold, and then, like, alternative and punk rock and stuff like that. But then, like, I heard that, and I just don't know what happened to me. Like, right after, I just went nuts, like, just started dancing, going crazy. It was just, like, it's a completely different feeling. You could be into that, and you could love Bass Nectar. You can be into, like, all sorts of ambient kind of music, and then be into Bass Nectar. You can listen to almost anything, and then, like, there's a little bit of something that somebody will like. And then the shows are just a completely different level, where you just walk in, and the energy's, like, so out of control. Like, you just lose control yourself. It's great.
It's true. Well, thank you so much. We're just about getting at a time where we got to wrap it up.
I hate this time.
I know. It comes so fast.
Yeah. But sucks.
I have one last question, actually, I think we can squeeze in. What's your most memorable experience?
Well, that, when he dropped the Seek and Destroy, that was when it started. But, like, the past five days that I went on tour, it was, I worked every single show at that time, so I didn't actually get a chance to really enjoy it, like, for the stage or anything. But there was this one moment in Bass Center 5 that, like, actually, they wouldn't allow me to use the mister anymore because, like, the mist got a little bit too close to some of the equipment, and that could cause a lot of problems, but, like, some people just really need it, and I was a little upset about that for a little while, so I was like, you know, screw it, I'm just gonna grab a ton of water bottles and go straight into the pit, like, feed everybody, and, like, there was this one moment, I can't remember, the song for the life of me, because it was just, like, I stopped and, like, giving people water, and then I looked up at the stage, and, like, something about the lights at that one particular moment.
Yep.
And just, like, Lauren just, like, headbanging, and then the drop hit, and it was just, like, being reborn again. I just went so crazy. And just from that moment on, like, there's nothing I've done that. That was just great. Like, unbelievable.
That's so awesome. I'm so glad, like, to have you have met you, pretty much. Like.
Oh, yeah, my pleasure. This is
fun. I'm glad you're here.
Thank you so much for coming in. We do have to wrap it up, unfortunately.
God damn it.
Yeah.
But we'll be back next Monday, as always.
Yes.
We'll talk to you more about... tell us where we can look up stuff for Bass Nectar and Ambassadors. Like.
Well, if you... Just bassnectar.net. There's a lot of information on there, like the family photos. You can apply on there. There's also, like, stuff that all the other ambassadors, like, create. Like, for me, the GoPro footage that I have, I call it Through the Eyes of an Ambassador. I just put it on YouTube. I have videos from Bass Center 4 and New Year's, and
nice.
I'm currently working on a recap for the past New England tour.
And that's gonna,
like,
be awesome.
That'll be out soon. Cool. Yeah,
you should have some interesting video of me too, right up front there. See if you spot me.
Get a little bit of everybody doing, like, the weird stuff. It's all good. Everything.
Oh, I can't wait.
So good. I'm so sad we have to go. Keep it locked though on Unregular Radio. Next we get Jonathan Santorelli and the Audio Spectrum.
Yes, so love him.
They're always after us. We'll be back next week. Same time, same place. Strange Women. Thank you, Dom Lou, for stopping in.
Thank you
very much.
I want to thank Ty and Jess.
Love you, Jackie.
For being here as always.
Love you, Jackie.
Love you.
Aww, and, see you next Monday, everybody.
See you later. Keep it locked on Regular Radio.
Woo! Sure would it be
think I did it again. I made you believe we're more than just friends. Oh, baby, it might seem like a crush, but it doesn't mean that I'm serious. I'm dreaming away, wishing that heroes they truly exist. I cry watching the days. Can't you see I'm a fool in so many ways? But to lose all my senses, that is just so difficult for me.
Before you go, there's something I want you to have.
Oh, it's beautiful. But wait a minute, isn't this?
Yeah, yes it is.
But I thought the old lady dropped it into the ocean in the air.
Well, baby, I went down and got it for you.
Oh, you shouldn't have.